The main themes and motifs of the arts of Johann Chastalov, the third part. In the 1916s, there is a rapidly developing genre of the novel in the Soviet literature, in which national identity finds a more vivid expression. A promising direction of young literatures of the North and the Far East is the development of literary essay and journalism. Johann Chastalov refers to the prose among other writers of the North. The emergence of lyrical prose as a qualitatively new phenomenon in the young literatures of Siberia, the Russian North and Far East is connected with his name. So begins the next stage of creativity of Johann Chastalov. He creates numerous newspaper articles, short stories, sketches about the people of their region. Then he creates a masterful include skin story. Синий ветер Каслания, Blue Wind Каслания, 1964, and When I Rocked the Sun, Когда качало меня солнце, 1972. In the first story includes a story poem Sobel will not go away and his wife has gone. Соболь не уйдет, а жена ушла. 1961. The article Love Can All. Любовь может все. 1961. The story I, Tyranny. 1963. He includes short stories and essays in the second story We Fly. Мы летим. 1967. Song of the Old Mansi. Песня старого Манси. 1967. The Duma Old Mansi, Duma Старого Манси, 1967. Югра Кредл, Югорская Колыбель, 1969. On a Cruise Boat, На Крылатой Лодке, 1969. When I Rocked the Sun, Когда Качало Меня Солнце, Autobiographical Novel, 1970. The Water, Вода, 1971. Iron Argish, Железный Аргиш, 1971. In his period of creating stories, the artist spent years perfecting his skills. The writer appears to the Russian language in the works due to the fact that he needed a large cycle of readers. Turning to prose, it's also argued. Johann Chastalov attracted to read opportunities that open the horizon of knowledge of life. The poetic view of the world determined the originality of the story. The lyricism of the narrative, a mixture of prose and poetry. Prose by Johann Chastalov is autobiographical. The writer sought the image of lyrical hero. He reproduced life events and changes in the mind of the Manzi. Kamanovsky compares Chastalov's creativity with the experience of other literary writers' northerners. He notes if the great development and Rethel and Rogera runs mainly under the sign of movement towards socio-psychological understanding of reality is a different direction, marks the lyrical prose writer Manzi Johann Chastalov. His story is the poesy of life, the romantic perception. His perception is based on national folklore. Chastalov also created stories in the form of a confidential conversation. The researchers noted that Chastalov's consonant usually predeces the master of lyrical prose Prishvin. Pashatayeva notes researches of creativity of Prishvin highlight the special predilection of the artist to verbal culture and to which he had seen for himself the pattern. Prose of Chastalov some poetic futures, closeness to nature and the importance of folklore fundamental of consonant prose of Prishvin. The personal form of the narrative in Chastalov creates on the basis of the story journey. This brings him to the lyrical prose Prishvin. Some stories by Johann Chastalov correlate with Russian lyrical story predecessors in literary criticism. Капля росы, Dew Drop, Владимирские просеки, Владимир of Country Road, Залухин, Дневник Nesvild, Daily Star, Berholtz. The main things is the emotional intensity of the narrative, psychological characters, mosaic paintings of modern life. In the article «Трудный путь к первоистокам», «The difficult path to the original sources», Ильяшев notes «The history of literary genre, whimsical, neither sleep nor spirit did not now», Владимир Солоухин, printed in 1957, «Lyrical Diary», Владимирские проселки, Владимиров Country Road, that he would strike as the new guru poets and prose writers. It's not necessary to list all the followers, it's enough to name two, Расул Гамзатов and Юван Шестава, remembering his childhood in blue waters of the Обь and Сосьва. Солоухин confirms the continuity of the literary experience. In the article, Внук Шаман, the grandson of the 1997, we read, Шесталов wrote lyrical prose. Realism gained momentum from his soul to our personal acquaintance. He treated me well, and his prose seemed too close to me, at least the manner of writing. Folklorization is characteristic feature of the lyrical narratives Шесталов. His novels are repelled from the experience of predecessors. In his novels are present the plot and storylines. However, stories are not recorded in strict canonical limits. It's related to the continuation of the experience of the national folklore traditions. Синий ветер Кослания, A Blue Wind of Кослания, is lyrical story. The main theme of story is contemporary reality. It's a diary of one Кослания. In this story, the attention of the writer is focused on the life and activity of reindeer breeders. Кослания is the way of nomads. It's the long and difficult road from the Ob and the Urals, in which not seven times to part in the way of warm their tomb, and more, not seven swamp to be passed, and more, not seven thought you change your mind, and more, not seven times to test yourself, and more. The writer transmits motion, thought, rhythm. Reindeer breeders wanted thought that a guy in search of reindeer moss all year round, the only food for the reindeer. The existence of many generations of Manti was based entirely on the movement, a tireless activity, a struggle with the elements. Шесталов, knowing such emotion, it transmits skillfully. The story consists mainly of three chapters devoted to the principants of Кослания. The chapters are interested with landscape sketches of the rites of Манти. The sound of the lyrical narrative moves from description of nature, thought about life, about childhood. The main idea of the story, the questions of the future of reindeer herders and reindeer herders in the north. The reader eats the questions of the fate of the native people. Юван Шесталов created an interesting and in-depth image of the protagonist, the narrator in the first story. In the story created the young educated Манти, caught up in extraordinary situations. The writer shows his mood changes, doubts, and sincere experience. There are heroes in the story. They understand that the revolution is not the spirit and life itself. They talk about produced superstition. They believe in evil spirits and rejoice in fountains of black gold. Zelensky said about these heroes, it's our people today, brigadiers, geologists, reindeer breeders. Шесталов created a modern hero. The modern hero, however, appears to have taken to realism. It requires the image of ourselves in a realistic aspect. The modern hero depicted in a more ancient environment. Thus, the modern connected with antiquity is reflected in the folklore. In the story, along with the theme of contemporary reality, the effect of time on the entire nation and an individual is subject of historical and cultural futures of the Манти people. Creativity grows just all of underscores the growing interest in folk heritage, including its descriptive and expressive means. In the 16th, the poet has linked his poetry with folk imagery. Lenin Komsomol, beautiful as the bright moon, of brave teachers as a thousand suns shining. Учитель Севера, a teacher of the North, 1960. In the period of the writer's prose, the element of poetic imagery captures from the first page. The deer, branded like a tree growing on his head, his eyes starry, tender like a good man. Or long eyelash and glowing eye mystery of the stars that low go for the blue snow on thin legs. In the second story, Когда качало меня солнце, When the Sun Rocked Me, 1972, is increasing the scale of research intention of the artist. The work is presented as an encyclopedia of national life in which the royal life of the Manzi is associated with the spirits. There are tales, songs and stories in the story. Folklore genre are involved in the development of the plot, helping to recreate the picture of national life in all clarity and expressiveness. They help reveal the feelings and thoughts of the hero. The writer refers to the origins and roots of his own biography, reflects on the historical destiny of the nation, and stares at his present future. The travel back in time, a short biography of the poet, and it extends it moving together with your thought and feeling in the form of the father, lyrical Salvala. Lebedev notes, creativity Шесталов knew analogies in Russian literature and literature of other people, including the North and Far East. The story consists of three songs. In the first song, a lyrical hero tells about himself. It's Dawning Eric. It's a heroic song of the sun. The second song is dedicated to the fate of his father. In the third, Solval sings his heroic song. Three parts framed by a lyrical confession of the narrator. Songs of Salval is the main song in narrative. He wants to be smart, resourceful, or equipped. People call his son Turma, sent to earth to save people from misery and unhappiness. The name he got from the name of the years. It was a hungry year, no salt cooking, and he called the fatal year salty. Solval grew up surrounded by tales, riddles, fairy of nature, hunting, fishing. The writer conveys the state of mind of his character. In a world of yesterday, farmhand, hunter, and fisherman, man of taiga. The artistic world of the story world informed his intellect in imagination. In the song of Destiny, Solval is one of Шесталов's major successes. The writer makes an attempt to artistically recreate the genre of heroic songs. Solval is communist. He was devoted his life to the class struggle and construction of socialism, the organization of collective farms in the North, protection of the motherland from Nazism. The problems of the story, When I Rocked the Sun, Когда качало меня солнце, are determined by the philosophical reflection of the author about life and humanity in the modern life, in the modern world. Life appears to him as a continuous stream. It excites the riddle of existence, a life. What secret lies in it? Perhaps the fate of people helping me to understand myself and the world. The most important issue of our time arises in the philosophical quest of the writer, summarizing individual chapters. The time of gods has passed and the creator came. Who are you, creator? I want them to understand. The narrative belongs to the genre of lyrical and philosophical story. On the example of two stories that belong to the same stage of creativity, there is evolution of creativity thinking of the writer. Distinctive society with immorals, customs, ceremonies, this reality are the main subject aspects of artistic images itself in the first story. The second story reveals the reality of the past and present. The first story presents a song confession, the life of one character, and when the second story is chronicle of family saga. It unites the fate of all members of the same family. The first story belongs to the genre a lyrical story, the second story a lyrical and philosophical.